First, this week marked the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and it's a time when we're all trying our best to make fewer trips to the grocery store. On this week's edition of Food Friday, we'll get more resourceful with our cooking and make better use of our cooking resources by using a lot of stuff we might usually throw away. Lindsay Jean Hart is former editor of Food 52. She wrote the cookbook Cooking with Scraps. Turn your peels, cores, rinds, and stems into delicious meals. Lindsay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
What inspired you to try to figure out some creative uses for some of the things a lot of us, myself included, might usually treat as garbage?
Well, there were a lot of different things that really led me to this path. I think I've always been really focused on the environment and focused on sustainability, and that's just manifested itself in different ways over the years. But when I was working at Food 52, we were having an editorial meeting, and Gabrielle Hamilton's cookbook Prune had just come out, and that has a chapter in it on garbage. And it was one of those moments where I felt like, oh, this is something I really have to be involved in. And we wanted to turn that idea into a column. And so I would look for recipes on Food 52 that the community had submitted that were focused on making smart uses of all of these underutilized produce parts and other odds and ends. And I would feature them. And I learned a lot myself during that time. And then I wanted to share that with a broader audience. So that's where this cookbook was really born.
We'll get into some specific advice and specific foods, but in general, can you talk about building a mindset of using more of the groceries in our fridge and pantry?
Well, like you said, that's really what it's all about. It's just shifting the way that we think about these things. I think a lot of us have been in a position of privilege where we can read a recipe and it will tell us to cut off and discard a kale stem. And maybe we don't have to think about that. And we are able to just discard that and put it in the compost bin. So it really takes us stopping and thinking and reevaluating, is this edible? What could I be doing with it? Because not only are most of these parts edible, they really are delicious too. And we should start to think about them as ingredients.
Let's start to look at particular things. I got to say, reading through the book, I kept having these wow, no, really? Kind of moments. One of them is apple scraps, our cores, our peels, things like that. You've got some great ways to use those instead of throwing them away or composting them, which is what I usually do. Can you give us a couple pieces of advice for those apple bits that get wasted?
Yeah, well, you don't want to eat the seeds. Those are the only part that you want to avoid. But the cores and the peels themselves still have a lot of that flavor. So you can dry the apple peels and turn them into like little apple chips. You can also cook down the cores in a sugar syrup. And then you can use that to flavor beverages like a hot tea, or you can keep boiling it down and turn it into like an apple flavored syrup that you could use on pancakes.
We're talking about making the most of our food and using the scraps that we often waste. Lindsay Jean Hart is with us. She's author of the cookbook Cooking with Scraps, Turn Your Peels, Cores, Rinds, and Stems into Delicious Meals. We've got a few recipes that you shared with us, Lindsay Jean, at WPR.org Food Friday. I want to start getting into those now. Kale stem, and kale stems, often I tear the leaves off and get rid of the stem. Kale stem hummus. Can you talk about how we make that?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite recipes that's in here. And I generally don't advocate for hiding scraps. I think that they are ingredients in their own right and are worth celebrating. But this is one where kale stems could be chopped up finely and sauteed if you're just going to be sauteing the leaves in something else. But for a recipe where you really don't want to use those stems, you can save them and cook them until they're soft. And then you can blend them right into a hummus. And this hummus is very smooth and creamy, and you would never guess that you have these kale stems blended into it, and it just adds a little bit of extra fiber into it.
I love that. And you know, kale is big among the health conscious these days. Did you, when kale first started getting big, did your kind of no waste mind start to think, oh, you know, we're throwing away this tough bit, there's got to be something we could do with that?
Yeah, I did. And absolutely. Kale is one of my favorite vegetables. I'm actually wearing my kale sweatshirt right now while I talk to you. So I'm a huge advocate for kale and not throwing any of it away.
Now, here's a bit of advice that we're going to love here in Wisconsin. Cheese rinds. You know, we might cut off the rind of cheese, and I never know. Can you eat those? Can you not? You talk about using that as a flavoring ingredient. How can we do that?
Right. So you don't want to use any that have the wax or any other non-edible wrappings on them. But for any other kind of cheese, I like to just store them in the freezer because they can add great flavor into soups or like a pot full of beans. And just add in one or two rinds, or you could even collect a bunch of them and make a broth just completely out of those cheese rinds.
You mentioned storage there, and I wanted to ask, I do a little bit of this. I save bread ends and rolls and things like that and make croutons or bread pudding and things like that. And I get made fun of for having, you know, bags and bins of old bread in the freezer. Walk us through your fridge and freezer. What does it look like? How do you have all this stuff stored?
Well, storage is a huge piece of not wasting the food that we have. You know, 40% of food in the United States goes uneaten. And although that happens at every level in the chain, the biggest portion of that is happening in our own homes. So it's upsetting, but I think it's also encouraging because we have the power to change that number. So it's really important when you get stuff home from the farmer's market or the grocery store to plan how you're going to use it during the week and figure out your meals and then cycle through your fridge and your freezer every so often, so you make sure you know what's in there and what's hiding at the back of your crisper drawers so you can get to it before it goes bad. And one quick tip for things that have roots and leaves like beets or carrots, you want to make sure that you separate those and store the two parts separately as soon as you get home from the store so they'll both last longer.
I know you're a big fan of those greens on things like beets. And oh, and here's one. You talk about carrot greens, and I'm probably not the only person who thought I heard somewhere out there that you're not supposed to eat the carrot greens. They're bad for you. I am wrong in that thinking, correct?
Yes, you are. I don't know how this happened, that carrot tops got this bad rep that they're poisonous. I think it just might be because they're bitter. They aren't poisonous. They're delicious. One of my favorite recipes in the cookbook is for a carrot top pesto. But they can add nice flavor to things on their own. You can add sprigs of it into salads, and they're beautiful too.
It's Food Friday. We're talking with Lindsay Jean Hard. She's former editor of Food 52, and she's the author of the cookbook, Cooking with Scraps. Turn your peels, cores, rinds, and stems into delicious meals. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have creative ways you use up food scraps, you know, stems or peels or butt ends of the bread or whatever? What have you done in your kitchen to reduce the amount of food waste? Have you done some of the things that our guest is talking about? Or do you have a question for her about how to lower the amount of waste in your kitchen? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can find a few recipes to use your scraps that she provided for us. They're at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our Food Friday conversation with Lindsay Jean Hard. She's a former editor of Food 52 and the author of the cookbook Cooking with Scraps. Turn your peels, cores, rinds, and stems into delicious meals. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you found some creative ways to use food scraps in your kitchen? What do you try to do to reduce waste when you're cooking? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's bring on a caller now. Ron is with us in Madison. Ron, hi.
Hi. I can't find the recipe on the computer. It must have been in the older computer that crashed. after the big head carp and silver carp started thriving in the Mississippi River basin, and they were afraid they were going to get into the Great Lakes, I created a recipe for, based on experience when I was much younger, about using those as food. We got to get rid of the invasive species like that. And recently, feral hogs have been tearing up Texas, and I'm sure many other states. I keep saying wild mustard, but there is a invasive plant that is edible, and it's spreading all over Wisconsin.
I gotcha, Ron. So eating those invasive species, I don't know if that's something you, Lindsay Jean, have worked with yourself, but it definitely fits the philosophy of, you know, taking those things, if they are edible, of course, the things that we might not think of as food, and revisiting them.
Yes, it definitely does. I haven't personally done a lot with that, but I like the mindset.
Right. Let's take a look at another one of your recipes. Speaking of things we don't think of cooking with very often, I think coffee grounds, and I have used them to flavor pancakes in the distant past. You've got a recipe that you've shared with us for coffee grounds, cashew butter. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah. So coffee grounds still have a lot of great coffee flavor in them. So in this recipe, I'm using them along with cashews to create a coffee flavored cashew butter. If cashews aren't your thing, you could swap in any other nut, but it just adds not only coffee flavor, but a little bit of texture too, depending on how coarsely ground your coffee is. You can also use coffee grounds to infuse flavor into things like milk or cream, and then you could make whipped cream that's coffee flavored.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Let's go back to our callers now with Donald in Iron River. Donald, hi.
Hi. I save all my carrot ends and celery ends and onion skins, and then I do make a stock of broth with it.
Ooh, that's a classic. Definitely, Donald, thanks for calling in. Lindsay Jean, do you have ideas on using our scraps in soup or, as Donald does, in making a soup stock?
Yeah, I definitely have guidelines for doing stocks. I think it's really helpful to just keep a bag in your freezer so then you can just add to it as you go and keep little bits. And then once you have a full bag, then you can go ahead and make stock.
Thanks a lot for that call. The one thing I used to do, broccoli stems, somebody told me, and I realized using them, they kind of add a weird flavor to my stock. But you, I think in the cookbook, you had some good uses for those broccoli stems that I usually just compost. What can we do with those?
I love broccoli stems. I really like the texture. You can use them however you use broccoli, just chopping them up and sauteing them. I also like treating them sort of like a bone almost. And so you're cooking them, so you're just getting what would be the marrow or the very softest part out of the center of the broccoli.
Okay. So you might just peel them and then use that in our recipes.
Yeah. If it's not quite as fresh, you want to peel off that tougher outer layer, okay, but you certainly don't have to.
All right. Thanks again for that call. I want to check out one recipe that you shared with us. Yeah, banana peels, of course. It's a great wrapper, but I usually think of that as just waste. You've got a banana peel cake with brown sugar frosting. Now, what happens to the banana peel here?
I think this is probably the most surprising recipe for folks in the book, to learn that banana peels are edible. You really just need to soften them up a little bit, and then they can puree. And think of it almost like adding applesauce into like a quick bread. It's just that fruit puree in this case, a cake. And since this cookbook was published, I realized there's even an easier way of doing this. You can freeze a whole banana and then take that whole frozen banana and just remove the ends and puree the whole flesh and peel. And you can use that in this cake recipe, or you can use that if you make smoothies in the morning.
Let's bring back our callers now. Tammy is with us in Mason. Tammy, hi.
Hi. I got two secrets to give everybody. Okay, my family's from Dublin, Ireland. Now, when you make your corned beef or any kind of big brisket or anything like that, make a full pot of coffee and put it in the slow cooker, and it'd be the moistest thing you've ever had in your life. And now to make your hamburger, 2 pounds of hamburger, but you put in oatmeal and some Wheaties or something like that, or cornflakes, and you add that into it, and you end up with 4 pounds of it, and you put it in a bun pan instead of a bread pan.
Why does that help it cook more evenly? What happens there?
It cooks evenly. You got to have it at 350, and you end up with a bigger meatloaf.
Tammy, thanks a lot for those ideas straight from Dublin. Well, that's so, Lindsay Jean, that's a case where maybe instead of that fresh pot of coffee, that's a used for, you know, the coffee that's left in the pot anyway. And that maybe it's your stale cereal and bread. Those could be a couple good uses for the scraps.
Absolutely. I love that.
Thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. Lindsay Jean, I understand you've been working with kids and cooking lately. Do they have fun cooking with those weird bits?
Yeah, they do. I think it's really fun to see their faces when, you know, we go down the list and I give them a quiz ahead of time of, can you eat this or not? And it's really fun to see them get excited about what they can and can't eat and be able to make things with them, because I think kids and adults really are more excited about trying new things when they get to eat them afterwards.
Well, in our last few moments, Lindsay Jean, can you share one more fun tip with us, maybe a good springtime one to give us some food for thought?
I would say that frittatas are a good one to be using any of your scraps, especially when you're getting all like scallions and lots of other herbs maybe, so you're not letting them go bad and wilty in your fridge and chopping them up. And you can add all sorts of odds and ends into a frittata, and it comes out looking like a really nice dinner that you put a lot of effort into.
Lindsay Jean, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for having me.
Lindsay Jean Hart is a former editor of Food 52. She wrote the cookbook Cooking with Scraps: Turn Your Peels, Cores, Rinds, and Stems into Delicious Meals. She joined us for our Food Friday conversation. And if you go to WPR.org/Food Friday, you can find a few of the recipes she shared. The coffee grounds, the coffee grounds cashew butter, right? And the banana peel cake with brown sugar frosting, again, over at WPR.org/Food Friday.